Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the secretary. We are without a chair at this time, and so I am starting the meeting, and the first order of business will be to elect a chair pro tem of this committee.
After so, roll call.
Oh, crap. Yes, okay. Forgot what I do. All right, the first thing will be a roll call. Thank you. All right, please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's eight. That's a quorum. And now we will go to electing a chair pro tem. So, are there any nominations for chair pro tem?
I nominate Michael.
Michael, do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations for chair pro tem? Hearing none, is there any objection to Michael Novick being chair pro tem for this meeting? Hearing no objection, Michael, you are chair.
All right, thank you. I did send around a proposed agenda. I can read that, and we can take a motion to approve it and then amend it. I was called to order and roll the election of a chair pro tem, approval of the agenda, approval of minutes from the previous meeting, election of a chair. I think that's a proposal that be changed. Removal of Brian Edward Steekert, who has resigned, and Sam Agarwal, who has resigned from the committee list. Consideration of the WPFW budget proposal for 45 minutes. Consideration of a motion on an emergency financial team for 15 minutes. Consideration of the KPFK budget proposal for 45 minutes. New business, including possible additional meetings or executive sessions for 15 minutes and adjournment. We did vote at our meeting on August 31st to schedule a special budget meeting for September 27th. At a meeting of August 31st, we scheduled a meeting for September 27th, a week from today, an extra meeting. Is there a motion to approve the budget, and then we can consider amendments?
So moved.
Okay. R. Paul, I think you wanted to amend the question of electing a chair.
Okay. Let me look at that. On number five, to change that to notice election of chair at next meeting.
Any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, we'll amend the agenda.
Okay, there's also the issue of, in order to make the next meeting compliant, I think we're going to have to basically say it again tonight, say that we're going to have it, because what we did last time was sort of leapfrog this regular meeting with that special meeting, and it's questionable that we can actually do that, because you're not supposed to hamstring other meetings, and right now we're not really hamstrung, but theoretically we could be. So we might want to just put in that we'll meet on the 27th, and we could do it that way. Or what we could do would be think of what we want to do on the 27th, put it onto this agenda, and then fix the time to which to adjourn, which would be the 27th. And that will keep everything lined up very properly.
Barbara for the stats.
Yes, Barbara.
After adjournment, Michael, you had written this sentence. We voted to schedule a special budget meeting. I think we should make that 5A. And vote on it again.
Okay. I'm not going to object to that. I'm not sure why it's necessary, but that's fine.
I don't either, but it'll get rid of it, the okay. issue.
Any objection to adding that as item 5A? That would be after the...
Mr. Chair, could we just make that item 6? Because when we put it out, it will be, you know, much easier to make. The computer does it much more easily if you have ordinary numbers.
All right, I remove 5A and please make it 6.
Okay,
there are no numbers on the agenda we presented, so that's fine.
We're numbering them now.
Yeah. So after notice of an election of a chair at our next meeting, we're going to schedule the next meeting for the 27th. We're going to put that on the agenda to do. Any further amendments?
Yeah, this is Nick Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I have a commitment from 9 to 9:30, as I had in my memo, so I'd like to switch the order, not have WPFW first, but have it second, so I can keep my 9 to 9:30 commitment.
Tonight, you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I try to accommodate that by starting it as early as possible, but nobody's on the, none of your management people are on the call yet. Do you know if they're coming on?
I do not know if they're coming on the call. I've made several requests, but I don't know if they are. I'm just not available between 9 and 9:30.
So, excuse me, point of something, information. So that means in 15 minutes you would not be available for
a half an hour, and I'll be back on it.
The time thing, I always get confused about that. Is that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion for an amendment.
I second his motion to make WPFW's budget proposal the second one to be considered.
If we do that, I'll have to see if I can text the GM at KPFK. And
you know, we could also take number 9 in between.
I'm sorry, new business?
Item 9 on your agenda, Michael.
You say what that is. I don't have numbers on what I sent that
well,
out.
Well, consideration of a motion on emergency financial team.
Yes,
before KPFK budget.
I believe that's Nick's motion, and you wanted to be here for that. Let me text the GM at KPFK and see what we can do. Hang on a second.
So far, which we're going to probably amend, I think, is to swap consideration of KPFK budget proposal with consideration of WPFW budget proposal.
Well, I texted Leslie Radford, the GM at KPFK, and that's what originally what I sent around. Did somebody just get on the call?
Yeah, this is V.
That's Venetia.
Yeah, I'm not on the committee. I just wanted to.
Right. Okay.
Who is this? I need to put in a minute.
Venetia Patel Adams, on as a director.
Also, Nancy Thornton is on as a director.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. This is Serene. Serene, are you asking for a recognition? Go ahead.
Yes. I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I can't actually give you the item number, but I would suggest that we move to the next piece of business other than the budget, you know, the WCFW and KPFK budgets. What's next?
Well, we're still on the actually approving the agenda as an agenda item.
This is Barbara with the proposed amendment to our Paul's motion.
So then I have a motion, please.
Serene, your audio is breaking up. We didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, so then I have a motion, please.
Okay, on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and then Barbara.
Okay. So I move that we support the KPFK GM, that we approve the agenda in the order that things are, but that we also agree that we will do other business, continue along the agenda until such a time as the KPFK GM is able to join it, since it's much earlier than she had been scheduled. I mean, we can't just sit here.
Barbara off the stack?
Well, Barbara was on the stack. I'm not sure if you want to comment on Serene's motion.
I withdraw my request.
Okay. All right. Our Paul, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Okay, I understand the idea to do this way, but this isn't the way. First of all, saying approve the agenda, but that's really not a way to make the motion. And to say that we'll agree to do other business till KPFK general manager can join us, the two ways to handle that are either to order the agenda in a certain way, which is the motion, is the first amendment that's on the floor right now. And then the other way is to approve the agenda as it is, which is what this says, and then to make a motion to do other things until the KPFK general manager shows up. That way that's the general way this sort of thing gets done. So I would suggest we do that instead of making a motion that we approve the agenda and do what we want to do. In other words, I don't think the motion's in order.
I'm sorry, my computer is doing something weird and it distracted me.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My computer's trying to shut itself down. I hate these things.
I sympathize with you. I've had everything crash on me. The two big items are the budget items. And then you're saying the motion about an emergency financial team is from the same person, is from Nick, who's not going to be here.
Yeah.
So... and we can't get at a KPFK GM, we don't know if she can show up before like an hour from now.
Yeah, I told her about 7 California time.
10 o'clock this time. Okay.
The logic being that, you know, PFW's on the East Coast and it's ready later there. anybody else from PFW want to chime in on this question? Since there are several of you on the call.
On the question of moving the agenda, or what, on what question?
Yes, on the question of delaying the consideration of the WPFW budget till later in the meeting, so that Nick can be back on the call after 9:30. I take it.
Yeah, I think.
Point of privilege.
I mean,
hang on, Adrian.
I think we need to do that, but in the meantime, we should focus on doing some other business until the other people come later.
All right, so I'm going to say that Nick made that as a motion, and then Serene offered a substitute, and so that substitute is under consideration at the moment. What was your point of personal privilege, Adriana?
Please, it's a terrible noise. I can barely hear other people talking. I don't know whose mic is doing it, but it's a terrible noise. And I don't think that this will come up in the stream in the right way. Please, everybody that is not talking, please mute your phones.
Okay, so repeating that request, if you're not talking, please mute.
Mr. Chair?
So the motion on the floor is Serene's to leave the agenda as it is and do other business. Anybody want to speak to that?
Yeah, I think it's out of order.
We should arrange the thing
or approve it and then rearrange it ourselves. Because we're all going to agree to move something around. We just can't figure out exactly what to move.
All right, I'll take that as a point of order, and I'll rule that motion is out of order. And so we'll take a look at the original motion from Nick to move the WPFW budget and the item, the motion that he wants to address to after 9:30. Any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we'll say that that's going to proceed with that. Can we
I'm sorry, Michael. What was that agreement? To do what?
To move the WPFW budget discussion and the motion that Nick sent out regarding an emergency financial team until after 9:30 p.m. Eastern, when he'll be back on the call. And if we then approve the agenda, the next item of business would be approval of the minutes and then noticing the chair and so on and so forth.
Mr. Chair, what I have is, the motion I have is from Nick is to swap consideration of KPFK budget proposal with consideration of WPFW budget proposal. That's the motion I have. Which is, you know, if we do that, I think we end up going after 9:30 anyway.
Serene for the staff, please.
Okay, Serene?
I move that we deal with the WPFW budget at 9:35 and leave the KPFK budget where it is and move all other items ahead of those two. If Leslie becomes available to get on the call, we can always, by two-thirds, agree to take her when she calls in.
Okay, so we'll say that's a substitute motion for the motion that our call read.
I have to deal with WPFW budget at 9:35 p.m. Eastern, leave the KPFK budget where it is, and move all other items before those. So that would mean that at a time certain of 9:35 p.m. Eastern, we would get to the PFW budget, and see, we still have this block here. We have two things that require someone who will be here. So, and just move everything else, in front of those two budgets. So we would end up doing PFW at 9:35, and whenever that's done, the next item would be the KPFK budget. And so we would have approval of minutes, notice of election of chair, the meeting stuff, removal of people from the mailing list, and new business. Well, we can't put new business ahead of it, but we could put additional meetings. We could call it possible additional meetings and put that ahead of it too, which would mean the last two items would be the WPFW budget followed by the KPFK budget consideration.
Okay, everybody clear on that? That's the motion under consideration.
Any objections
to that? Yes, go ahead, Barbara.
So where is the motion on emergency financial team? In this string of items?
It would be the last thing in the spring prior to the WPFW budget.
Okay.
Any objections to that amendment?
Say again?
I say, is there any objection to that amendment?
No.
Okay, so hearing none, that's the amended agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Wait a minute. Wasn't that a substitute for what Nick had?
Okay, all right.
Got to do it a second time.
So, all right, that was a substitute. Therefore, that's now the main motion. Is there any objection to that main motion to amend the agenda?
I'm going to need to sign off. I'll be back at 9:30.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you. Okay, so having substituted that motion for Nick's and then approved that motion, that's the agenda as amended. Is there any other objection to the agenda as amended?
Could I read it as amended so we all are on the same page when we get there? Okay, the next thing would be approval of minutes, 5 minutes.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Or maybe it's personal privilege, but wasn't it just read at great length before we voted on it as an amendment? Well, I mean, there was like a 3-minute thing there. Why are we doing it again?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's changed.
It did not change.
It will take us longer to debate whether to read it or not than just to read it. Please, just let him finish reading it, and we'll be done with it.
Well, I'm a him, not a her. But okay, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Notice of election of chair at the next meeting, 5 minutes. Make the 9:27 meeting. We don't have a time for that. Removal of two people from the mailing list. Possible additional meetings, 15 minutes. And then consideration of motion on emergency financial team, 15 minutes. And then consideration of KPFK budget proposal, 45 minutes.
No. WPFW.
PFW's first. Okay. So PFW budget proposal, 45 minutes. Consideration of KPFK budget proposal, 45 minutes. Adjournment. Do we want an adjournment time? I propose an adjournment time of 10:30 Eastern.
Since it's already 9 o'clock Eastern, that doesn't give us enough time to do all the business that we just categorized, so I'm going to say 11.
Okay, 11 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, so that's the agenda. Any objections to that agenda? Hearing none, we'll proceed with that agenda, with the next item on the agenda being the approval of the minutes. R. Paul Martin had circulated minutes for August 17th. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
Fred.
Fred, okay. Any objection to the approval of the minutes?
I object. I'd like to abstain.
Okay, so that requires a roll call vote. Can you call the roll on the approval of the minutes, R. Paul?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Barbara with a something.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara. Okay,
who made the motion to approve?
Fred.
I don't know. There's a few new people on the committee. Not so new anymore, but the last time maybe that this was mentioned. Actually, we can reconsider approved minutes if someone finds later on something they think should be reconsidered. And it wouldn't require you to abstain because you haven't read them. If you glanced over them, you generally think they look okay. This is the rule I follow for myself. And then if it's something I didn't read before, when I have time to read it later, if I find something, I would bring it up. But it would save time in the process.
I understand what you're saying, Barbara.
It's just a suggestion. I'm not trying to make a big statement and have a long discussion.
It's an efficiency issue.
Yeah.
Sure. And please ask for permission to speak. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that was addressed to you. Spoke after you. Mm-hmm. You had permission. All right. So there is a request for a roll call vote on the minutes. And R. Paul, are you prepared to call that?
Can I simplify this by removing my objection?
Sure.
Serena objects. I would like to abstain on the record.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, R. Paul. We have objections. Please
okay,
call the roll.
Okay. The motion is to approve the minutes of the August 16th, 2016 meeting. Nick Arena.
Left the call.
Oh, you're gone. Okay. Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Joseph Davis?
I don't believe he's on the call.
Oh, okay. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, that's 4-4-0 against 3 abstentions.
All right, thank you. So the minutes are approved. And if you do have any corrections, you can always raise them. Next item on the agenda, I believe,
is... Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Yes?
We have the August 31st minutes.
I didn't see them. You sent... I sent out a few.
Yeah, I sent... Okay. I sent them out... at some point today, and then I replied to your thing saying when I posted them.
Okay, I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
I'm
sending out a little better material. All right, is there a motion to approve the minutes of August 31st?
So moved.
Is there an objection?
Yes. Robert, I wish to abstain.
Okay. You want to call the roll on the 31st minutes? Well, actually, I have a point of information. What did you, in those minutes, how did you describe the decision to hold the special meeting on the 27th?
Okay, let me look at the minutes of the 31st. To hold a special meeting on September 27th, 2016.
And that was moved and passed at that meeting?
That was moved and passed at that meeting.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we're going to a vote on this, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The motion is to approve the minutes of the August 31st meeting. Nick Arena, not here. Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov?
Abstain.
Joseph Davis, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 4-4-0 against 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the minutes of the 31st are also approved, but also subject to any corrections that people might want to raise at a later date. Next item on the agenda is a notification that we will be voting on a chair at the next meeting, which I believe is meeting on the 27th, as said on the 31st. But
I move to hold an election for chair of the NFC at the September 27th meeting.
Okay. Any objection to that motion from R. Paul? Hearing none, we'll consider that motion has been approved. I guess I do have a point of information, a query. On LSB committees, when we elect a chair pro tem, that person is chair pro tem till we elect a chair, not just for the meeting. You seem to object to the... I call myself chair pro tem in the interim between the meetings.
Well, if you just have a chair pro tem, yes, page 88 of Roberts, I quoted it, lines 26 to 35. The committee can, however, vote to have the chair pro tem stay until the new chair is elected. We can make that motion. It has to be a specific motion.
Okay.
We can do that.
Can I entertain such a motion? As I was asked after the last meeting to try to organize the people to get on this call as the chair pro tem, so I went ahead and did that. But
yes,
it requires a motion.
I considered that identification. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, it could have said Michael Novick do this when it said the chair pro tem, and I considered that to be saying who will do it. We know who's chair pro tem. Anyway, if you want to have it persist, we can make the motion that the chair pro tem will persist.
Yes, I'm asking someone to make. Will someone make that motion?
I move that the chair pro tem of this meeting persist until a new chair is elected.
All right, thank you. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is clearing up the committee lists. I think not only the Yahoo groups, but probably also has to be corrected on the kpfdx.org site, which lists the membership of the committee. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Okay, so that's a motion from Barbara Wipperman. Any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, I consider that approved. Next item would be scheduling possible additional meetings.
And I did send out a suggestion that we might have to make, I think, even that next meeting, a closed session, because people have been asking about having full tabs with personnel matters on the budgets that submitted to the NFC, which has been the past practice, but I think it's an issue this time because of the possibility of personnel cuts. There's also a question of what, I haven't gotten anything, I will say, from the PRA. The CFO, as people know, has resigned. I assume that will set back any efforts from the national office to present the budget. So I think we might have to schedule both additional meetings besides the one on the 27th and an executive session. Any motion?
Leslie Radford's on the call.
Oh, great. All right, hello.
Leslie Radford,
GM at KPFK, just joined us. Thank you.
You're welcome. So sorry, it took me a few minutes. I was at lunch.
Thanks. We were just doing a little bit of housekeeping business, which was the question of whether we need to schedule additional NFC meetings and whether one or more of those should be in closed session.
Paul for stack?
All right, Paul, go ahead.
Okay, two things. One, we should probably state for anybody listening on the stream why there are two fewer people here and why we we passed a motion to remove people from the lists. I don't think we did that, and anybody not reading all this stuff will possibly be baffled. So if we could say that. And the other thing is that other meeting for the 27th, if we make that an executive session, we could run afoul of not getting the full 7 days notice, unless we want to do something like have an executive session at like 9:30 Eastern, because that would give us 7 days. In other words, have like an hour of open and then go to a closed at 9:30.
Okay, is that a motion?
I'll make that a motion so we can see if people figure that's what we should do. I move that at the September 27th meeting, on September 27th, we start an executive session at 9:30 Eastern.
Okay. Been moved. Any objections to that motion? Yeah, the purpose being to consider confidential personnel matters. Okay, hearing no objection. R. Paul, can you do that on KPFTX?
Yeah, I'll get up there right now so we hit the deadline. Mm-hmm.
Also, in response to your earlier question, when I introduced the agenda item regarding removal of Brian Eberseekert and Sam Agarwal, I did indicate that they had each resigned their respective positions. That's why we have to have an election for a chair. Brian resigned from the KPFK LSB and from the PNB and has not yet been replaced here, at least in the PNB or on this committee. And so we have to have a new chair.
Sorry,
and
I missed that. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Having all this stuff together, I missed things.
It's okay. Sam Agarwal, the CFO, also resigned, and so that position is currently vacant. And since Leslie Rafter is on the call, maybe we should go to, I'll move to go to the KPFK budget out of sequence, since we don't have any management people from WPFW on yet, and the treasurer's.
Serene, please.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so we had agreed to take a PFW at 9:35. I'm wondering if we should simply amend that now before we get into the KPFK stuff instead of having to interrupt ourselves to extend or whatever. Or if we can just give it the half an hour or whatever we
we had originally planned.
Okay, can you specify the language on that?
So I move that the time of 9:35 be removed from the WPFW budget discussion, allowing us to undertake the KPFK budget discussion for as long as warranted.
Okay. So that's scheduled for 45 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion, removing the time certain?
Well, okay. So what we have is, on the agenda right now, we have, we've got a couple of things in front of it. We've got the possible additional meetings, which we're theoretically in, consideration of motion on emergency financial team, then we have PFW, then we have KPFK. This may be a motion to move consideration of, okay, two things. One, are we done talking about additional meetings yet? Because if we're not, we should complete that. And two, we might want to just then make a motion to move consideration of KPFK to wherever it is we want to move it.
Okay, I'm going to rule that we've completed this meeting. So, go ahead. Yes?
I can't repeat exactly what I said, but I'm pretty sure I said that we would do KPFK for as long as needed and then WPFW. So I don't understand the comment about needing to say something about moving KPFK. I just did.
Okay, I'm going to rule that we have completed the item of scheduling additional meetings for now, and that the motion from Serene is to take up the KPFK budget at this point on the agenda for a full 45 minutes, adjusting the rest of the agenda as necessary, and removing the time certain for the WPFW consideration. Is there any objection to that change in the agenda?
Except I wanted to add a quick note about a previous agenda item before we actually start the KPFK discussion. 1 minute. I mean, that's my only objection to my own motion.
Okay. All right. Can you say what that agenda item is?
Oh, on the Brian Edwards Stiegert departure.
Okay, I'm going to rule that out of order because we already dealt with that. So let's just please move on. We did ask Leslie Radford to get on the call out of sequence, and she is on the call. I think we should respect that and take a look at the KPFA budget.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, so with no further objections, then we will proceed. People did receive the budget, as I explained to people, that was not approved by the KPFK local station board. Leslie, do you want to take us through some of it? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Do I have any comments? I'll make the same comments I made the LSB. This is not a shining hour for KPFK by any stretch of the imagination. We're having to take some hard care, and I'm not at all happy with this. But what I have done, my premises here, have been to base our income for fiscal year 2017. On our income from fiscal year 2016. And for 2016, I have used the income statements we've gotten so far plus the budgeted projections for August and September since we don't have income statements for those. I've knocked about $50,000 off the income because we had the $50,000 request, and I'm not counting on that happening again in fiscal 2017. we have, I'm looking at the tab that I hope you're looking at called annual budget right now. I have pretty much kept the expenses the same, lowered them when I could establish they were being lowered. You'll see in the right-hand column some notes there. I have either averaged our actuals from the previous year or used the development pages. If those two things haven't happened, I've indicated that in the right-hand column. What else can I say about this? The arbitration agreement is built in. You can see it in September personnel expenses, also October, November, December, and so on. There is a tab between notes and annual budget called Prioritize Central Services. I'm sure you've noticed, if you've looked at this, that we have projected reducing our central services. If we don't do that, I have provided a budget with that contingency also. Any questions?
Barbara, with a question.
Go ahead, Barbara. I'll send that. I think the committee only received the original revision 1B.
Leslie, I'm not looking at your budget right this minute. What did you propose about reducing central services? Can you say a percentage or an amount or something?
Yeah, we're unfortunately, if we're going to maintain our current income and expenses, basically we have to reduce central services by the amount of the settlement agreement, and that will take place we will be contributing, according to my calculations, $17,500 for the first 8 months of the year, and we can up that to $24,500 for the last 4 months of the year. Mm-hmm. If we don't do that, if you look at the other tab, and did Michael say you don't have this document yet?
No, it's that I was living in a different part of my life today and didn't look at it.
Oh, okay. If we don't do that, we can come a lot closer, although we will not be able to pay off all of our debts, we'll come a lot closer, but that would involve cutting virtually everything, including our programming, from about 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and shutting down our translators. Among other things.
Michael, friend of the stack.
Go ahead, Fred.
Leslie, having been at the budget discussion meeting at the LSV last Sunday, I noted that the amount of money that you're cutting from central services is basically $200,000. That's almost that's for the whole year. Out of normally we pay $450,000 for central services. We've seen what the disaster that is for central services. What disaster that is for the organization by not paying central services. Part of our problems with not having audits and other things is because the national office hasn't had the money to pay for those services. It would seem to me that this is not something that the general manager of a business unit can do, not pay central services. This is a policy decision by both the National Finance Committee and probably the Board of Directors. Have you gotten any kind of a sign-off from your executive director on this?
First of all, let me be clear. The cuts to the national office are $17,500. I've kept the Pacifica Radio Archives intact.
That's for months.
I don't know if that makes much of a happy difference, but let me continue my comments. You're absolutely right. I can't do this unilaterally. It will take, the authority of the Pacific International Board, but of course the whole budget process does. I mean, come October, I don't know what I do about spending money at all, frankly. I don't know what authority I have to spend any money. And I'd probably like some clarification on that.
Since I was present at, can I speak, Michael? Since
okay,
I was present,
ahead.
What'd you say, Michael?
Somebody's beeping for some reason. That is, but if you could, other people could mute themselves or stop pressing their keypads, it would be helpful. I just say, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, one of the items that the LSB wanted you to correct was the pledge drive pane in the budget. And this has been a continuing complaint of ours about unrealistic numbers. What happens is you've got budgeted for, let's say, for one fund drive, 16 days, but at an average daily goal of $25,000 and a fulfillment rate of 92%. Well, I think that's been reduced for this budget year to 91.4%. But what happens is if those numbers are not really correct, what happens is this leads to, and the actual fulfillment rates and the actual daily averages are lower, this leads to having to extend the fund drive and extend the number of fund drive days. And this is why our fund drive days have gone from you budgeting 134 days for the year to us calculating that we've done 150 fund drive days in the year. So there are consequences to using unrealistic numbers in that pledge drive chart. Do you have any comments on this?
Yes. As I said when I started this, I have predicted an income that's actually about $60,000 or $70,000 lower than last year. Overall. Now, there may be more or fewer fund drive days, but I'm proposing that we can raise about as much money last year as for this year as we did last year. We may differ on the number of fund drive days. I haven't looked into that. My count is 134, not 150. But the income I'm projecting is the same. Bottom line is we think we can do as well this coming year as we did last year. If I add more sun drive days and lower the goal for each day, that doesn't change the total income I'm looking at.
Tony, for the stat.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I have, I think we need to seriously look at, I have very serious reservations about this reduction in the central services. Quite frankly, I don't think the national office can absorb that. When you take in consideration, WPFW, New York is not paying central services now for a while. It's going to essentially be L.A. and has some issues in Houston. There's just no money coming into the central office, and there's a big question of whether or not we can sustain the central office functions if that happens. And one of those functions is paying the essential settlements that we've agreed to, the staff, and some other serious issues that have to be the audit and all those other issues. So I'm really concerned about the impact of that. We need to really look at what that impact will be on the national office with that sort of a reduction. But I until I see what that impact is, and that the national office can absorb that, I would be extremely reluctant to approve such a thing in a budget for any station, really, to tell you the truth.
As I say, I have a
perspective.
I'm sorry. I have a second budget there that restores special services fees and makes the cut here. You can work with either one of those.
But you're voting to reduce half of that over the next 6 months to a year, correct? To the national, to the central, to the national office.
Essentially, yes.
That's what I don't know if the national office can absorb that kind of a cut.
That's why I provided you a second budget that restores dental services to what it was.
Okay.
Those budgets are there.
I'll take a look at that.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I personally would
as
have
I say,
serious problems with the cutting in central services by that much.
I mean, it would mean cuts here to our hours of operation and our coverage area.
This is Green.
Go ahead, Steven. I'm going to put myself on the stack also after you.
Okay, thanks. So I have been talking about the subsidiary communications. Ouch, sorry. And sorry, let me turn up the radio. Just walked into a room. Sorry. Very sorry. So I've been talking about the FDA money, which currently go into the national office. And this is actually a great example of why that credit needs to go to stations for the SDA. The SDA are the side posts, the sidebands that stations have where others, you know, third parties broadcast. And they pay a monthly rent for this. In the case of KPFK, there's an amount that is significant in terms of KPFK's budget were that amount properly credited to KPFK. What happens now is that those monies go into the national office, are absorbed into the national office, and the stations that whose antennas generate the money don't get any credit for it. If in fact, but it does have the effect of reducing for all the stations the amount that they pay in central services. So, for example, let's say the national office needs $200,000, and they're getting $100,000 from those FDA fees. Only $100,000 then has to be accounted for from the affiliates program and the central services for each station. It unfairly, in quotes, allows KPFA to reduce its central services, if their antennas are not generating any funds, WPFW to reduce their central service payments if their antennas are not generating any funds. So I think this is a really good example of where we need to reapply the SCA. The monies will still go international, into the national office, but stations will get the benefit of having the rest of their central service payments reduced, even if it means that some other stations will see their central services go up. And yes, I recognize that BAI has had a benefit of reduced central services that other stations have not uniformly enjoyed, and that while WPFW is the worst at this point in terms of central services, the WBAI is also behind. So I understand the concern that is being expressed. I mean, if the alternative is how we apply credit to stations or essentially shutting down a translator that broadens the reach of ours. We don't want to shrink the reach of any of our stations. So we need to look at the SCA, especially in this case. Thanks.
Barbara for the stack.
I'm sorry. And by the way, that was supposed to be on our agenda, wasn't it? I don't remember the last time we took it up. I remember the secretary was supposed to have checked on that. But at any rate, I guess someone else will have to check on it.
Let me say regarding central services here in the prioritized budget.
You're breaking up, Leslie.
Oh, sorry?
You're breaking up.
I don't know what I can do about that except switch phones. Do you want me to do that and come back in?
No.
Well, you're okay now, but the sentence before was choppy.
You're breaking up now, too. Let me dial that number real quick. Let's see. she comes on here and tells me to dial.
Leslie, you're fine now. Leslie,
okay.
You're fine.
Let me say the central services, prioritize central services tab does not include a reduction in income because I don't know how to predict that, but we can assume it would happen if we're cutting our services, our hours of operation.
Okay. The stack I have is myself, R. Paul, and Barbara.
Yeah.
Could you add Fred to that?
I'm Fred again. Okay. You have spoken a couple of times, Fred. But so I think we're facing several different problems here. One is that there were, costs that have to be absorbed from the arbitration agreement, which are, in a sense, costs for last year, but they have to be borne in this fiscal year. And so projecting the same income for this year as last year, necessitates tremendous cuts already in expenditures at the station to try to accommodate that. The other factor is because we don't have a national office budget yet, and we've lost the CFO, that we set to go ahead with the previous formula for central service payment, which is based on a multi-year average. The problem being that, KPFK's income last year and projected for this coming year is substantially below that average, and so the full central service payments based on the average are burdensome. There's the factor that Serene just cited about crediting the sideband or other similar income differently. But I do want to raise the possibility of any plans for realistic growth in income and specifying certain targets to be met periodically for sources of income that would increase the revenues for the station. I think that we said this at several stations and nationally, the general tenor of the need for a recovery plan are ways to increase the revenues. And the primary place to increase revenues, obviously, is at the operations of the different stations. Now, I know that previously the NFC has said to go by the financial figures of last year, but the caveat on that was to, the hedge, in a sense, was to say any increases in revenue had to be justified and demonstrated in some way. And I think that all of our stations need to have some kind of growth plan built into the budget. The budget is the primary planning document we have for what our operations are going to look like in the coming year and how we are going to increase our revenues, our listenership. So I think on all of the budgets that we're looking at, we have to think about that factor and make some calculations based on realistic projections of possible growth in certain areas and specify what those are and what the benchmarks will be. I don't think we do that tonight. I think we also have to look at what the implications of the kind of draconian cuts that are being talked about here in terms of hours of operation and reach of the station are being counterproductive to any plan to grow the listenership. Last thing I would point out is that this budget doesn't eliminate the central service payments. It cuts them to $17,500 a month to the national office, leaving the PRA intact at $49,11 for several months, and then raising it to $24,500 for the last month of the projected fiscal year. R. Paul, then Barbara and Fred.